Okay, morning everyone. Welcome to our first talk in the Software Defined Storage Dev Room. Put your hands together for Preeta and enjoy.
So, a very good morning to everyone here. My name is Pritha and I'm a software developer with Red Hat. I've been working with the Rados Gateway team for the last 3.5 years now. And today I'll be presenting a talk on Secure Token Services, Ceph. So these are the topics that I have in line for today. I'll be giving a brief introduction on what Ceph and Ceph Object Gateway is. And then I'll touch briefly upon what AWS STS is. And then the remainder of my talk is going to be around what has been done in Ceph Object Gateway to support STS. So moving on, what is Ceph? So Ceph, as we all know, is an object is an open source, highly scalable object storage, which provides unified interfaces for block, file, and object storage. What is Ceph Object Gateway? So Ceph Object Gateway is also known as Rados Gateway or RGW, and it provides an HTTP RESTful interface for accessing the object storage cluster, and it also provides interfaces which is compatible with a large subset of AWS S3 and Swift APIs. So moving on to what AWS STS is. So AWS STS is a web service that provides temporary credentials to a user when a user requests for it. So we all know that whenever we want to access S3 resources in AWS, we need to have permanent credentials at hand. But AWS also provides an alternative method of getting back some temporary credentials to access the same S3 resources. So the talk is mainly going to be about what we have done in Ceph Object Gateway to support STS. So moving on, so in RGW, now we provide support for a subset of STS APIs, mostly for cross-account access and web identity federation. And it, in order to support STS, there are certain basic building blocks of IAM known as IAM roles and IAM policies. And now in RGW, we also provide implementation for a subset of those APIs, especially related to IAM roles and IAM policies. So I'll be covering these two concepts going forward.